What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. Let's go back to the phones here. Captain Jack in Florida, what's on your mind today?
Hey, you on there, Mike?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, we had something go wrong here. Yeah, hey, buddy. Hello from another sorry day in paradise up here. It's raining like crazy. Well, anyway, I wanted to talk about that ship that rammed the Navy ship. If you go to G Captain, that's G, small g, and then Captain on the Internet, they'll have a whole story on it. And it looked like the container ship was in a passing situation with the Navy ship and suddenly veered into him at 18 knots and sheared off of him and then continued on and went a good ways and then turned around and came back. And for what reason, they don't really know. The AIS, automatic identification system, on the ships and the other ship have alarms, just like you said, in an aircraft. And certainly the alarm would have gone off in the ship, in the container ship, but the Navy ship sometimes turned theirs off.
But, well, that's a dumb thing to do. That's a dumb thing to do, you know. And, again, I've actually gotten two different stories on the cargo ship. One, that its radar track seems to indicate it was on autopilot, which at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you assume there's nothing around you, you can do. And the other story, of course, is they're trying to claim that this was a deliberate ramming by this cargo ship. But, again, where was the crew on the Fitzgerald? Were they not watching out for this ship? Because that cargo ship had to get really, really close before the actual impact. And again, right, going back to the rules of the sea, you maintain a safe distance between these large floating pieces of metal. So,
well,
somebody
18 knots, you know, at 18 knots, and he makes a quick course change into the ship, he's going to hit him pretty close. He may not be up to speed to get out of his way.
Okay, now when you say 18 knots, you keep talking about the ship. You're not clear on which one you're talking about.
I'm talking about the container ship, the big ship. It was basically an overtaking, passing type situation. According to the AIS, if you look on the G Captain, they'll show you the AIS plot from the container ship. But the whole situation is, when I first saw it, you know what I thought? Speed 2. Remember that movie Speed 2, where somebody took over the autopilot on that cruise ship?
There was.
I mean, it was kind of a BS movie, but it could possibly happen. Maybe they had somebody on that ship that did it and turned him right into him. Who knows? One of the crew people.
Okay, I'm looking at gcaptain.com. They're running an article saying the USS Fitzgerald is at fault, and this is why. And I'm going to be putting this story up there, okay?
Yeah. Okay, buddy. Well, good talking with you. We're still putting you out here in North Florida.
All right. Well, it's actually raining here in Hawaii today, too, so don't feel left out there. Thank you for the phone call.
I'm putting you out on the radio. I got a small transmitter putting you out. So.
you're putting out my show. You're putting out my show.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, 25 watts. You're going out about 10 miles here.
Oh, wow. My good. Well, greetings to all of our listeners down there in Florida. I know that RBN is sort of the darling of the Part 15 hobby transmitters. And so, again, thanks for listening here. We're going to switch over here to Frank in North Carolina. Thank you for the phone call, Captain Jack. Frank, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, just kind of a continuation on the Alex Jones thing. I think I called in yesterday, and I was speaking about Dr. Steve Pachinik and some comments that he had made characterizing Alex Jones and his capabilities, and how Megyn Kelly didn't know, you know, what she was going up against. This was Sunday, and before that interview aired. And there's another guy, though, that Alex Jones has been cozying up to lately, who came out of, at least from my point of view, he's come out of nowhere. His name is Mike Cernovich.
Yes.
And the reason I brought him up, you were talking about everybody knows about 9/11. Well, he actually made the point Sunday on the show that he absolutely believes the official story. You know, this is someone that Alex Jones brings in to guest host his show for hours at a time. And I'm like, how can you go from being Alex Jones, InfoWars, it's an inside job, 9/11, it's an inside job, to bringing people like this on? And they're all buddy-buddies, and apparently this guy has a lot of inside contacts and moles that feed him information from inside mainstream media, including the networks. And I'm just thinking, I don't know, man. There's just something. I think they're. I mean, I'm not saying Alex Jones would ever go mainstream, but he's a hybrid now, and he's also it's very strange. I was listening to him a little bit today, and just the music and everything. It's just he's really hyping up this Civil War. He seems to be really hyping it up, and there's just something really smells fishy about it to me.
Oh, boy. I hate to hear that, obviously, because our shows overlap. I can't listen to Alex Jones as much as I would like. But I don't want to see a civil war in this kind of, I don't want to see a revolution. The wrong people always get killed and crippled in these things. Give me a second here. I'm going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining the network, along with all of our listeners on those little tiny hobby transmitters there, like down in Florida. So Cernovich is out there saying that he now believes the official story of whatever.
Well, he you know, looking back at 9/11, he said, well, you know, surely he believes the official story, but he's not going to, you know, he'll let everybody believe what they want to believe. But I'm like, wow, that's, I mean, it's just strange to see Alex Jones hitching his wagon to these, you know, these neocon types. And, you know, I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm mischaracterizing him as neocon, but there's certainly some neocon aspects to him. But, you know, I mean, Alex will ramp it up. I mean, he will amp it up, you know, pound it, bam, 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 you know, Civil War, we've got to start. And then he'll kind of pull it back. He said, well, you know, of course, only in self-defense. And don't get me wrong, I'm all about self-defense. I'm not going to let anybody mess with me without going down without a fight. But he just really seems to be enjoying amping it up and amping it up. And I don't know.
Well, that's his style. It's always been his style, you know, out there with the bullhorn. I'm more concerned with the fact that InfoWars is being, for lack of a better word, infiltrated by defenders of the official story. That's very, very troubling. But you need to understand, without going into the messy details, Alex Jones has had some major setbacks in his life, which have probably impacted him financially. And he may be going after some additional funding to continue his TV station and his radio broadcasts and the rest of it. And again, anytime you have a large chunk of money that comes on into your operation, there will be strings attached to it. That's just inevitable.
That's why I've always been poor.
Well, I don't like being poor, but it gives me the freedom to say what's really on my mind.
All right, Mike, thanks.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to Wesley in Idaho. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, it's Leslie.
Oh, Leslie. Okay.
I wanted to talk about the primaries. There might be some people that don't really know what happens. I went to a Republican primary in Washington State when Ron Paul and Mitt Romney were running, and there were just hundreds of people there. And I stood in line for hours with the line hardly moving, and I finally started asking why it was taking so long for people to vote. And they people in line explained to me that you're not coming here to vote for who you want for president or to be the candidate. Once they get everybody into this huge auditorium, there are certain people who will stand up on their soapboxes, people you've never seen before in your life, that will try to convince you that they will vote for candidate A or B, and they will never change that vote. And so that's who you vote for. You vote for this committee. Once those people are selected, they get together at a different time, different place, maybe multiple times, and try and debate each other. Say there's eight people. Try and debate each other, trying to get the other people to change their vote to who they want. And so when the Democrats in court say that they can kind of pretty much choose whoever they want, they're sort of telling the truth.
Well, you need to remember the rules change from state to state, and I know that's the way that it's done in Washington State because Claire and I used to live there. But generally, yes, when you go to the primaries, you're voting for delegates to the national convention, but the delegates for most of the states are bound to vote for the candidate that they represent. Remember that big stink about unbound delegates that they were going into the general election where they were trying to find a legal way where these people could change their mind and vote for Hillary Clinton, even though they were Bernie Sanders delegates. And it was a big stink because in most states, the laws are that the delegates are basically have to keep their promise that they're going to vote for the candidate that was listed next to their name.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Send me a molestada and a shave ice.
Oh, boy, I don't dare go near those places. I'm still on my diet here. All right, we're going to let you go, Leslie, and we're going to switch to Mark in Georgia. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What we got right here, too. Let's get this thing back on speaker.
You can hear me better now, right?
I can certainly hear you a lot better. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wondered. I know you're quite the opposite of a Bible thumper. My thing about what I call Bible thumping, what I mean is that people who disingenuously use the Bible like saying no prophecy is a private interpretation, and I look at that verse and it's like, yeah, but that's not what it says. That's your interpretation or misinterpretation. And so I don't know. You had a chance to read that letter, or maybe Claire had more interest in it than you did. I don't know.
Yeah, I forwarded that on to Claire, and she read it, and she had a few comments about it. Again, you know, the rule I follow is, good people are going to do good things, bad people are going to do bad things, and both will often cite religion as their justification. So I don't care if people want to believe in God or Cthulhu or Quetzalcoatl or any of that stuff. My only concern is when people who are in those positions of power are using that religious faith to exploit and harm people. And, you know, that's when I'll dig
like
on
war.
It. What, like war, yeah. Like the clergy pedophilia scandal, things like that.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, and that's the thing is that that's where I'm kind of like, excuse me, I'm disgusted. Cause, and that's one thing I try to get clear to people. That Barry Loudermilk, my Congress critter, is going to have a Facebook, some kind of open hall thing, and I'm going to see if I can get in the question, you know, when are you ever going to come clean about how we've been lied to, and we know, you and I know, the government as it currently exists cannot come clean. They cannot stop lying. They, it's like the official account is that we shot down a Syrian plane that was attacking U.S.-led forces. Well, that's true. It's just that U.S.-led forces is ISIS, and they make it out as though ISIS and U.S.-supported forces are two separate things when they're not. And, you know, so I'm... That's the thing is, I'm curious about what comments she has, if you wouldn't mind forwarding that back to me. But I just want to be, you know, very candid with people that this kind of duplicity and impunity regarding this political entity in the Middle East is anything but a blessing. And the Creator knows what's going on, and he's
certainly
not...
I agree with you on that one. I agree with you on that.
I mean, you would if you did. But that's the thing is, I was just wondering... I wish there was something I could do, undo the damage, because if somebody wanted to become my follower in the sense of being my pupil, I'd like to have somebody like you that asks questions and checks things out. I can't stand sycophancy. I can't stand, oh, yeah, because you say so and you're so smart. No, I want you to question. I want to get downright Socratic with people. Like, I'd really like to do that with some of these people that... in the conventional media that are, you know, like...
Well, they don't like questions, unfortunately.
They only like questions that top up their official lie. Like, how is it that you people haven't learned a blessed thing from the last time we were lied to, and we're being told the same pattern of lies about Iran that we were told about Iraq, and you haven't learned anything because nobody's been held accountable? You know,
this is what they're paid to do.
To the other side.
Yeah, this is This is what they're making those million-dollar paychecks for. Not to tell you the truth, but to be a very, very convincing liar. Anyway, listen, Mark, I'm going to let you go. We got a bunch of phone calls, and then I'm going to close the phone lines because we got a bunch of news to get to. So let's switch over to Alan in Texas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Afternoon, Michael. Hey, just calling the breaking news. Extra, extra. No, RT just reported that apparently U.S. forces have shot down a drone belonging to the Syrian government. So they say they
Okay, I know they shot down an Iranian manufactured drone. Is that the same one we're talking about?
No, just right here. Just I guess just hours ago, I guess. Minutes.
All right.
It didn't really say exact time. No, but also back to the ship that got hit. I mean, yeah, I saw a picture of that, and you know, I wasn't in the Navy or anything, and I haven't studied it in depth, but man, I saw like dishes covering, you know, the superstructure of that vehicle. I'm sure that, you know, it was what, a destroyer. So I'm
it's an Arleigh Burke,
defensive offensive, you know, a fast attack. So I'm sure it has all kinds of high speed, you know, tracking and targeting and, you know, radar. I mean, how did this happen? I mean, if it's really that incompetent, Michael, we haven't got a chance of saving this planet. You know, is it just theater? I don't know. You know, that's what's so weird. You know, they can play with your mind in so many different ways.
Well,
they don't care about, you know, taking 210-story buildings down, killing a president.
No, they absolutely don't. But this makes the U.S. Navy look bad. It makes the U.S. look bad. I know they're out there trying to claim that the cargo ship was responsible, but and we had that other caller call on in saying that he's convinced the cargo ship intentionally swerved in to the USS Fitzgerald. But again, the Fitzgerald was clearly not maintaining, a safe distance of separation. So there was a real mess up there, and it's cost seven people their lives. Not to mention the damage to that ship. Looking at that housing around the spy radar system, there's probably at least $50 million worth of damage to be repaired there.
Yeah, you know, yeah, but still, you know, I mean, it's a U.S. naval vessel of war, you know, out on patrol. You know, you think that if it's really that incompetent, Michael, we haven't got a chance, you know, saving this planet. But I'll let you get on with your show.
Thanks. All right, well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Switch to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I was in the Navy, and that ship is going for scrap, Mike. If you notice in the center, it's kind of cracked in the hull there. In the center.
Well, I know it's sustained water hull damage below the water line, but as long as the keel is still intact, they can dry dock it and get it back. I mean, that's a very expensive piece of kit to just send to the scrapyard.
Hey, Mike, a lot of people... Michael Savage has been saying, Philippines has got ISIS. They steered it. Listen, the cargo ships are not fast. That's why their cargo ships are filled with cargo. And if it was on autopilot, it's the Navy ship that's responsible. It shouldn't have been that close, first of all. And it looked like they tried to cut it off to try to go in front of it like they did a couple of times with the Russians, remember?
You know, that's actually what it looks like to me is they decided to ignore the rules of right-of-way. And they thought they could scoot around the front of the cargo ship because, again, the damage to the cargo ship is not right on the bow. It's basically on the port side some distance back. So, yeah, it was a glancing blow and not much damage to the cargo ship. But the Fitzgerald, it's already back in port in Japan. Starting the repair work on it. But it does look to me like maybe somebody decided that they were going to scoot around the ship and they miscalculated. And it's a dumb thing to do with a very expensive destroyer like that, especially with things on board that go bang if they're impacted. If they needed to cross the path of the cargo ship, they should have gone astern of her. And yes, there'd be a little bit of bouncing from the wake turbulence, but that's a heck of a lot safer to do than just trying to outrun it, which is what I think they did. Dustin, we're going to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
And aloha, we're going to take two more phone calls and we're going to close the lines here. Before we go to the phones, though, I am looking at this where apparently the U.S. has shot down this drone. It appears to be the same one that they were saying was made in Iran, but it was being operated by Syria, and it was shot down with the usual excuse. It displayed hostile intent. It was advancing on coalition forces, blah, 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 blah. All right, back to the phones here. Peter in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, aloha, Mike. I noticed earlier today I got an email from the White House with, like, the daily schedule. And in the morning, Vice President Pence met with the president of Ukraine, Poroshenko. And then after that, they briefly dropped in with President Trump and National Security Advisor McMaster. And I'm wondering what your thoughts on that are. Thank you.
Well, it looks to me like they're still trying to figure out some way to get Ukraine ratcheted back up again. I know that the EU has extended their sanctions against Crimea. And they're still maintaining the official lie that Russia stole Crimea, and they're just sanctioning everybody to the point where the global economy is going to shut down. So, It feels to me like they are already thinking in terms of a war with Russia. And, oh, man, I really don't want to see that happen. One of the taglines we have in our bumps here is World War III is a really bad idea, and I truly, truly believe that. So, you know, we're just going to have to wait and see. I think at this point the American people need to unite together in opposition to war, like we did back in the 1960s with Vietnam. And yes, we're going to see the government try and split us apart on race or gender or orientation or anything else they can think of. But it's time for Americans to stand up and say, no more war. We've been at war for 15 years. Enough is enough is enough. Are you there, Peter?
Yes, I am. I was listening to your reply.
Okay. Anything
else?
That's
all I have to say. But...
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch to Mike in Alaska. Aloha, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I wanted to follow up one of the previous callers on Cernovich Media. I do echo that there's something going on with the Jones Show and some of the sources, because there's kind of this meteoric rise of some of these people that I was in contact with years ago, and I just wanted to kind of let that caller know that there is reason to be a bit suspicious of that. I really like the work that a lot of his guests are doing, and I think what it really shows is that any citizen journalist can make a difference. Anyone can go out there with a camera and go to the DNC and the RNC and show people what the MSM won't show them. At the same time, the idea that someone that went from, you know, a bodybuilding form or a juicing form, that's how I met Cernovich, to getting all these top secret moles and then hosting the Jones Show at this point, you know, it's fine. I'm not coming from like a hater perspective, but you know, this kind of stuff doesn't fall into your lap. So I just want to throw that out there real quick. I don't know if you noticed that, Mike, what your thoughts are.
Well, I haven't been paying that much attention to Alex. In fact, it wasn't until his little head-to-head with Megyn Kelly that I started looking back in on it. But we know that the same forces that control the corporate media are very much intent on finding ways to co-opt the independent media, and Alex Jones is about the biggest that's out there. So obviously they're planning on starting with him. And then, I mean, they certainly did that with Breitbart. Look how different its editorial policy is today versus what it was when Andrew Breitbart himself was still in charge, or even just since Bannon left. And you've seen this complete co-opting and reversal of their editorial policy. So, yeah, it's going to be hitting all of the independent media at some point, but there's so much independent media, they cannot get us all. All right, Peter, Mike, we're going to let you go. We're going to close the phone lines. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And getting on back to that special election in Georgia's 6th district is running neck and neck. And, of course, back in late May, Democrat John Ossoff had a huge, huge lead. But it's been chipped away and chipped away and chipped away. And even though he has had all of this money coming on in, not just from the state of Georgia, but from places like California, it's going to be a neck-and-neck race. Apparently, the last poll before the actual election actually had Karen Handel ahead by 2 points. So it's going to be really close, and already everybody's screaming, oh, there's going to be fraud, there's going to be this, there's going to be that. Now then, let's talk about the economic news here. Apparently, Barclays Bank is once again in trouble. The Serious Fraud Office has charged Barclays and four former executives, including former chief executive John Varley, with conspiracy to commit fraud relating to the lender's dealings with Qatar during its £11 billion fundraising during the financial crisis. Starting to think they're all crooks over there. Another article is warning that manufacturing is slowing down, not just in the United States, but all over the globe. People do not have money to buy things with. It's all being sucked up by these private central banks. There's nothing left out here. Another article that came out of Government Slaves here. Basically, the biggest threat to state budgets right now are all those bankrupted pensions. And it's looking more and more like Illinois will be the first state to declare bankruptcy primarily over the bankrupt pensions. Why are the pensions bankrupted? It all goes back to 2008 and that mortgage-backed security fraud on Wall Street, in which Wall Street's pet rating agencies all declared them AAA, which made it legal for pensions to invest in them. The only rating agency that didn't go along with that was Egan-Jones, who was then slapped down by the Securities Exchange Commission for daring to come on out and sound a warning. But it is a big problem, because when that mortgage-backed security fraud collapsed, these pensions were all defunded. And nobody really seems to have the gonadal tissue to stand up and point the finger of blame at Wall Street for the fraud and say they should cover the losses. Another article coming out of the Daily Bell, why bankruptcy is not a magic wand for Illinois, and it never really is. It's just going to transfer the burden someplace else, because there's going to be a huge demand for those pensions to be paid. These workers worked their life. They paid into the pension fund. The money should be there. And they're probably signaling that there are going to be taxpayer bailouts for all of these until the taxpayers are out of money. Now, Chinese President Xi Jinping is saying that the BRICS cooperation is going to be more productive. They're expanding it. And he's saying it's going to usher in a new golden decade, and said that BRICS countries face the common task of safeguarding domestic stability and development, creating a favorable international environment, and working to make the international order more just and equitable, which I think was something that was aimed at the Western private central banks. As I mentioned earlier in the program, the European Union has extended their Crimea sanctions for another year, and they're probably going to do the same thing again on Russia, even though many of the European Union countries do not want sanctions on Russia because it's harming their business. Now, a lot of people are talking about Amazon, which is apparently in this huge spate of acquisitions and development. They're coming up with an online clothing system called Prime Fashion, I think it is. That's in beta test right now. And a lot of people are talking about the acquisition of Whole Foods. And apparently they are, in fact, going to have an automated payment system and just fire all the cashiers. They're trying to make the high-end grocery chain more accessible. But again, it's not going to be a high-end grocery store much longer, because Amazon is already saying they're going to go with lower-priced products in order to compete against Walmart. And they're going to destroy their brand in the process. Now, with oil prices going up again, we're starting to see the revival of the fracking industry. Remember when they had that poorly thought out oil price war with Russia, and it actually caused a lot more damage everywhere else, Venezuela, Canada, here in the U.S., the fracking companies had to shut down because it was costing them more to get the oil out of the ground than they could sell it for. And now that oil prices are on the rise again, the fracking companies are starting up again. The problem is, if they glut the supply, the prices will go down again. So the shale industry is in danger of killing the very rally that they want to take advantage of. Now then, we've been talking about automation replacing people, like in the Whole Foods situation. ATMs instead of human tellers. And the corporate world loves it. Lower cost, lower, you know, big, more profit, which actually doesn't work out, because your employees collectively are also your customers collectively. But now the money managers are starting to sweat it, because there's a whole new generation of financial planning software that is able to learn, and it is descending on the financial world. And these big money managers who thought automation was great when it was the small restaurant employees and coffee servers and everything, now all of a sudden they're getting very nervous about keeping their jobs and their multi-million dollar bonuses. All righty, moving on here. The Iowa Obamacare insurer is hiking their rates next year 43.5%. This is coming out of Minnesota-based Medica. And as you know, the House passed the bill to repeal Obamacare earlier this year. Now we're getting word the Senate will vote on the measure as early as next week. And Obamacare was just an unmitigated disaster. Here's a bit of a surprise. On the very first day of negotiations between Great Britain and the European Union, they have agreed to a hard Brexit. They're not going to wait 2 years. They're not going to give the Remainers any opportunity to go on and mess things up. They're basically just saying it's a hard Brexit, which I think is a good thing. All right, let's take a couple of phone calls here. Alex in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael.
Yes.
I heard Jimmy Carter the other day at the Carter Center with Bernie Sanders, and they asked him what caused the rise of authoritarianism in Trump, which I was kind of pissed off about the authoritarianism crap that they said. But anyway, he basically said, similar to what Michael Moore said, that people are just sick and tired of being screwed by the establishment, and that it was our only choice. We really didn't have a choice. Anything but the establishment. And he made another point that it took me a few days to realize. He talked about, and not only about wanting the people wanting to get away from the establishment, he also mentioned the fact that people aren't getting justice. And I think that he was referring to Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration, the crimes they committed. It's like they're just above the law.
Yeah, that seems to be the reality, and I think most Americans are starting to understand that we have a class of people in this country who can do whatever they want, and nothing is ever going to happen to them, and that is not what the United States is supposed to be about. This is supposed to be a nation of laws, not of powerful individuals, and if the government isn't going to play by that contract, then... we're off the hook. We don't have to obey them anymore. We don't have to pay their bills. They're out of control spending. And we certainly don't have to sacrifice our children in their wars of conquest. That loyalty, that contract goes two ways. They can't just talk about swearing an oath on the Constitution and then pretend it doesn't exist.
Uh-huh. And I just started listening today, Michael. I don't know if you already touched this point or not. Do you see where the unmasking that Susan Rice did was transferred over to the Obama Library, and that it's classified? It will not be released to the public for 5 years. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. And Judicial Watch is already going to go to court, saying that this isn't talking about releasing to the public. Unless it is actually classified information, the Obama Library does not really have any. Justification for refusing to deliver documents that are sought for in a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. So there's going to be a fist fight over these things.
That's right. And another thing is, people have made the comment, which it is true, that Loretta Lynch advised Comey, or told Comey, do not say that this is an investigation. Say it's a matter. Even more than that, showing obstruction, she also, by email, there's something to the fact that she said that she does not want the Hillary Clinton investigation to go too far. So they've been protecting Hillary Clinton. And I mean,
oh, yeah.
We all know that, but the mainstream media is not talking about it.
They're protecting the narcocracy. I think most of these people don't really care all that much about Hillary or even care that much for her. They're protecting that narcocracy that has poisoned our country for the last 30-plus years.
I mean, we have to do something about it. It was a breath of fresh air to hear Carter say that there's injustices. And if you wanted to see that interview, it's at Secular Talk, and you can just put in Secular Talk on YouTube, Jimmy Carter's interview. And he was with Bernie Sanders, even though Bernie Sanders didn't say anything on this specific topic. But Bernie knows that he was screwed, and there's all kinds of injustices going on. And it's just pathetic. And I just hope that the lawsuit against the DNC prevails. We need to... I want my money back. I supported Bernie Sanders. I'm for Medicare for all. I'm against regime change. I don't want... I think the Palestinians need a voice. He was the only candidate that said, hey, even the Palestinians need a voice.
Well, I agree with you, and we're going to let you go because I got another phone call. We're coming up on the top of the hour, Dr. DeFault. But if you should see Jimmy Carter again, please give him my best regards. He's about the only president I would actually be interested in meeting and shaking his hand. Okay? All right. We're going to switch over to Maurice in Utah. I hope I have that correct. What's on your mind today?
Yes, Mike, have you heard anything about them trying to pass a bill that if you have any money in your home that you can get a 20-year prison sentence?
Yeah, this was introduced by Dianne Feinstein in the Senate, and it's being promoted as fighting money laundering and terror and so forth. But basically, what they're saying is that you're going to have to register any cash you keep at home and not in the bank. And there's like a 10-year prison sentence, and it literally expands civil forfeiture, where if you are in violation, they can seize your bank accounts, they can seize your cash, they can seize your cell phones, prepaid cell phones, debit cards, any of that stuff, supposedly to combat terrorism. But basically, more and more people are keeping their money out of the banks because of concerns of bank failures. And all these new laws that allow the banks to go on in and help themselves to your savings account and your safety deposit box if they get into trouble. So this is an effort by the government to be able to keep track of where the cash is, who's got cash at home, so that in the event of a crisis, they can kick down the door, take the cash and put it back in the bank, I guess.
Okay, yeah, I just didn't know, but I think we need to call our congressmen and our governors and tell them that definitely is not constitutional.
Oh, it absolutely is not constitutional. And again, I don't know whether it's getting a lot of support in the Senate, but the fact that Dianne Feinstein introduced this, you start to wonder, is she starting to suffer the effects of age inside that brain of hers?
Okay, well, I won't keep you up any longer. I just was wondering if anybody had heard about it.
Yeah, we ran a couple of stories about it a couple of days ago. But, yeah, it's an outrageous, outrageous development.
Okay, well, okay. I appreciate you, Mike, and have a super day. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much here. We're going to let you go, and we're going to take one more phone call here. Steve in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Steve in California. That's good.
I'm sorry. I was trying to do too many things at the same time. Steve, what's going on?
We got a question for you here. I'm purging my files here. We're going to be moving here soon, but I found some articles, and I just found one here to throw at you and see if you could tell me how it all turned out. It says, U.S. military to put photographer on trial. The AP protests decision to try journalist in prison in Baghdad for 19 months. His name is Bilal, B-I-L-A-L, Hussein. It says, the U.S. military plans to seek a criminal case in an Iraqi court against an award-winning Associated Press photographer, but is refusing to disclose what evidence or accusations would be presented. Have you ever heard of this case here?
Yeah, I have. Photographer? Yeah, I have, and let's see, I'm looking at the Wikipedia article. He was arrested in Ramadi by U.S. forces in 2006, and he was detained on suspicion of aiding insurgents in Iraq, and apparently it had something to do with some of the photos that he took. And of course, American and Iraqi governments were criticized for violating the Geneva Conventions. And he was detained apparently without any evidence, and he was released without charge in 2008.
Oh, he was released?
He was released, and then he went on to win the International Press Freedom Award.
Wow, that's a poker in the eye, isn't it?
Yep.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks a lot. We're going to close the phone lines here. We've only got a little more time before Dr. DeFalk comes on as our third hour guest. Now, getting on over to Europe, the fight over immigration is ramping up. Hungary's prime minister is vetoing the idea of a single EU-wide migration policy. He's taking the position that every member state has a right to set their own rules at the border. And apparently six Central European nations are now in agreement. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is Ham Radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is ham radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to fill in this last segment with the Grenfell Tower fire. And the official death toll right now is 79 people. Five have been formally identified. The other 74 are missing and presumed dead. However, there are people around there saying the death toll is actually much higher. They're trying to keep a lid on it. The building was able to hold 600 people. And not that many got on out, and there are estimates that hundreds of people died in that horrible fire. And right now, they're sleeping in their cars, and there's no aid coming to them because a lot of these people ran out of the building without carrying their ID. And because they don't have an ID, there's the paperwork snafu, and they're sleeping rough. And apparently, this cladding they put on the building, the manufacturer said, they warned, this will emit toxic gases if it catches on fire. Political correctness story. Apparently, liberals want Father's Day abolished. They're saying it's too antiquated for modern society. Of course, not a mention about Mother's Day. But fathers, who needs fathers? I mean, come on. Rest of this stuff here. All right, well, apparently Windows 10S, which is pre-installed on their new Surface laptop, has been less than a stunning success. Reviewers basically hated it. They really, really hate it. And a lot of other people are very unhappy because this new Microsoft Surface laptop, you can't open it up. It can't be serviced. If some part goes bad, you throw away the whole unit and you buy a new one. If you try and open it up, if a repair technician tries to open it up, it will literally destroy it. So more planned obsolescence here. Proton Mail is making its free virtual private network service available to everyone in order to set up your own VPN for privacy. And apparently they have found an old Unix Linux BSD root privilege execution bug. It's apparently been around for 10 years, and they only just now found it. And it affects Linux, OpenBSD, NetBSD, FreeBSD, and Solaris, and can be used by an attacker to take total control of your machine, basically give you root privileges. Apparently on the dark web over in China, there's a $28 hacking tool that will allow you to break into anybody's webcam. So be careful what you're doing in front of that webcam here. Meanwhile, Great Britain and France are trying to convince social media companies to put in automated censorship of online content, to have filters, and also to make these tech companies legally liable if they fail to remove unacceptable content. No clear definition on what constitutes unacceptable content. And I have a feeling it's going to be a lot of the stuff that you see at quickbehappy.com. We're going to take a station break here. We're going to be back here with Dr. Renee DeFault after these few minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.